Rabbi Goyin Amukobo Rabbi Yaakov Hillel Shalita.
One of the 10 points that we are commanded by the Torah to remember every day is Ma she'ya'atz Bil'am la'asot la'avotenu, the evil plan which Bil'am had, how he wanted to harm Am Israel and destroy us as a nation. God forbid. But there is another plan, the plan of Bil'am Rasha. And this was the plan of the Greeks and the Romans, and the more often used plan by the nations around us, which is to destroy us through assimilation. And how does this come to be? It comes to be that since Am Israel is a nation of spirituality, a nation connected to God, servants of God, learning His Torah and keeping His mitzvot, they know that as long as we are connected to God, they will never be able to touch us or harm us. Bil'am tried everything. He tried to curse us. He was an expert in cursing. And yet, his curses could not latch on to Am Israel. Till he realized his only hope of destroying us is by causing us to sin. And he made an evil plan how to entice the Jewish person, the Jewish nation, to sinning. Hazal tell us in the Midrash that just outside the encampment of the Jewish people in the desert, he built a mini Las Vegas. Music and lights and bargains. Sales of everything you could imagine at the cheapest prices. He knew that the Jewish people would be tempted and enticed by these bargains, and of course the excitement of the lights and the music and everything that goes with it. The plan was to entice them into these very attractive shops where there would be young ladies serving them and showing them all the bargains, till they entice them to sin, both in immorality and from there to idol worship. And once Am Israel had sinned, he knew now he had them in his power. He can curse them, he can fight them. We've lost our connection to Hashem. In our generations, close to our generations, we have suffered both types of Holocausts. The physical Haman Hitler type of Holocaust, which destroyed 6 million Jews in Europe and even in some of the Sephardic communities in Greece, Salonika and northern Italy. But also more dangerous and wicked is the implementing of Bil'am's wicked plan to cause them to sin. And this has been going on for almost 200 years, from the beginning of the Haskalah movement, where Jews were attracted by the so-called emancipation, the opening up of the universities, of all the so-called culture of the nations, the orchestras and the ballets and everything, universities, the spiritual Holocaust has claimed certainly more than 60 million Jews, and it's still going strong. And And this is the evil plan of Bil'am. Cause them to sin. Attract them away from spirituality. Give them a taste of the material world, the physical world. And then we can destroy them and wipe them out, God forbid. Of course, we've seen this repeating itself, the physical holocaust and the spiritual holocaust, time and time over all these generations. But as long as we fight back, and I don't mean physical warfare, I mean by strengthening our Torah, our mitzvot, working on our character traits, working on our connection to God, to continuously keep connected and build homes, Jewish homes, where our children are following in our footsteps, they can never uproot us, they can never harm us. Of course, the millions that we lose to assimilation, which are destroyed not only in this world but in the world to come. When Haman killed, or wanted to kill, and Hitler killed, all those Jewish souls went straight up to the highest level in Gan Eden. They were destroyed, their bodies were destroyed, but their souls will exist forever at the highest spiritual level, close to God, treasured by God. They are kiddushim, holy. But those who are enticed into sinning according to the Bil'am plan, they lose this world, because at the end of the day, that type of life really does not bring any satisfaction. It's just like someone drinking till he's drunk or taking drugs. He loses his senses and he thinks he's having a good time. But it's all fake, it's not real. The only true happiness and the only true enjoyment is in Torah and mitzvot, a life of spirituality, a life connected to God. That's why the Torah commanded us, don't forget what Bil'am wanted to do. We have to remember Amalek, who is the Haman, the Hitler type, who are always lurking in the dark corners to harm us physically and destroy us physically, God forbid. And then the Bil'am type, another mitzvah we have to remember the evil plan of Bil'am, which was all based on causing us first to sin. Once we've sinned, we're in his trap, the trap of assimilation, which leads to total destruction in this world and in the world to come. We have to learn the deep lesson and relate it to our situations. Today, with the help of the mass media, the internet and the smartphones, how much would Bil'am have given to have a smartphone? You don't need to build this mini Las Vegas and entice the people out of their homes, out of their camp, into the outside world. Stay at home, stay in the yeshiva, stay in the synagogue. Just make sure you have your smartphone open to all the different opportunities that there are, so-called opportunities of sinning. We are open to words of total rejection of belief in God, total rejection of true modesty and pure, holy, good behavior. Showing us that behaving like an animal is the right way to have a good time in life. Literally animal. As we know, most of these videos and films are all about violence and killing and murdering and immorality. The more immoral you are, the more people you kill, the bigger hero you are. This is a great danger. The plan of Bil'am is still active. And unfortunately, sometimes it's activated by Jewish people as well, who have already assimilated and believe that they are enlightened and they want to help their brethren by causing them to sin and leave the Torah as well. And this is the most difficult form of being tempted into loose behavior and being destroyed. Sometimes not even aware how we're being influenced. So we have to know this is the plan of Bilam. The plan of assimilation is the plan of Bilam. Therefore, we have to learn the lesson and be strong and know that our way of life is the best way of life, time-tested, 3,500 years of continuity of the Jewish people, happy in serving Hashem, learning His Torah, keeping His mitzvot, involved in Hesed, involved in all sorts of good deeds and good character traits. How lucky we are, how fortunate we are. We have to be proud of what we are and carry on in the way of Am Israel till the coming of Mashiach, speedily in our times. Amen.
This speech is provided by Smart Choices Hotline. Hear a collection of hundreds of powerful speeches, songs, and stories about technology physics. Call 732-400-9003. You can also order CDs of these speeches as well as USB collections. That's 732-400-9003.